If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. No Sleep.
My name is Ben, and my friend killed himself. The worst part is that I am responsible for his death. I can still see myself walking up to our apartment door, twirling my keys without a care in the world, not knowing the nightmare I was about to walk in on. The whole scene plays out in my mind now, over and over. I walk in, and I see him there dangling from the ceiling fan by a rope. It seems impossible that the rope doesn't break from the fan, and even more freaky to look into my friend's dead eyes as he is hanging there. The chair he was standing on is toppled over, and behind him, I can see his webcam with a blinking red light. He recorded the entire thing. I stumble over to where he is at and try to help him down. His dead weight falls from the fan and tumbles onto the floor. His skull makes a sickening sound as it bangs off the floor. I feel transfixed looking at his rigid corpse, trying to understand why my best friend would be so selfish and cruel to end his own life. Then a soft beat pulls me back to reality. The webcam is making a soft noise, a reminder that it was still filming. Did I want to actually see a suicide? Was there something in that footage that would explain why he had done this? A soft ping shook my memory away, and I looked at the computer screen. I walked closer and noticed there was a notification on the screen. It was a notification to join a chat room. Curiosity got the best of me, and I clicked on it. A chat screen opened. It wasn't like a usual chat screen. It was a black box, almost like a command prompt box. At the top of the box, there was a section that said users. Under users, there were two people listed in the chat room. I was one of them. My name was Ben. The username of the other guy was obviously a fake one. It read Anonymous53. Whoever this was, he definitely didn't want to make himself known. I typed in the chat, "Hello? Who is this? Who I am isn't important. What matters is who you are and what you have done," the man responded. I knew he was trying to frighten me. I didn't have anything to hide. "Is this about Marcus?" I asked. I knew it had to be, but I wanted to confirm. "It's about crimes and punishments," the guy said. "What do you mean by crimes and punishments?" I asked. "You killed Marcus. That is first-degree murder, and the punishment is life in prison or death," he typed back. "You are insane. I didn't kill him. He killed himself," I typed back in a fury. He replied, "You indeed killed Marcus. How can you make such an accusation? What proof would you even have?" I typed back. He attached an image. It was a text conversation between Marcus and I. The blood from my face drained. It was a conversation I regretted ever having. It read, "Hey Ben, do you think I could join you at the party this Saturday night?" I replied, "No man, I don't think that would be a good idea." "And why would that be?" Marcus asked. "Well, you just sit in your room all day and play video games. And you are a bit awkward around the ladies, Marcus. If anything weird happens, I will be the one to blame for inviting you," I said back. "Man, that is harsh, Ben. You really think that of me? We have been friends all these years. We used to play Halo together. Remember that, Ben? We used to grind late at night on new accounts to get them to level 50, and then we would sell them," he replied. "Yes, Marcus. Of course I remember those days. But I grew out of the video game phase, and you're still deep in it. You're still my good friend, Marcus. You just have to understand that I have a life now, and you are still socially awkward," I said in the conversation. "What do you mean socially awkward, Ben?" Marcus asked. "Come on, Marcus. I really don't want to go through this with you." "No. Lay it straight on me, Ben. Tell me how you really feel," he said. "Last time I invited you out, one of the guys told the hottest girl there to talk to you. All she did was say, 'Hey,' and you just stood there frozen. No words came out of your mouth. Everyone just started laughing, and you bolted from the party. I mean, you're my good friend and all, but that situation ruined my reputation and credibility. It took forever to get it back, and I just don't want to have any future incidents," I said. "That hits hard, man. I see how it is. You picked the cool crowd over me. Have fun being a fake douche and trying to fit in with them." That was the last thing Marcus said to me. I was speechless. How did this random guy have access to my text messages? The screen transitioned back to my conversation with Anonymous 53. I typed back, "How the hell do you even access my messages?" "My team and I have our ways," he replied. "What do you mean you guys have your ways?" I asked. "We control the dark part of the internet, the side of the internet that no one really knows about. When you see a picture of an iceberg, only 10% of it is actually above the surface, and the other 90% is below the water. The internet is only 10% of what you see. We observe and control the other 90%. The access we have to information would make your head spin. We do our best to fix things that are wrong in society. Think of us as your modern-day Robin Hood," he said. "What do you want from me?" I asked. "I want the same thing that happened to Marcus to happen to you." My stomach dropped to the floor. My hand started to shake. Why would you want that?" I asked. "Well, you killed Marcus," he typed. "I did not kill Marcus. He killed himself. Yes, I do regret having that conversation with him. I am really sorry I was a jerk to him. But I did not help him on the chair, and I never tied a string around his neck. I certainly didn't help him jump off the chair to his death." He didn't reply right away like he usually did. Now I was getting angry. My hands were shaking in rage. I knew I needed to stop talking to this jerk and call the police immediately to report Marcus's body. Something in me just couldn't stop talking to this guy. He finally responded, "Ben, you indeed killed Marcus. Your actions sent him over the edge. You are the one to blame." "Screw you! I did not kill Marcus. You are just a lowly hacker. You do not intimidate me." "I am not a lowly hacker, Ben. I am Anonymous. We do not forgive, and we do not forget. You will do as I say, or your life will be much harder," he replied. "And what do you want me to do?" I asked. "I already told you. You need to kill yourself, just as Marcus did," he replied. "You're a joke. I am not doing that," I typed back. "I figured you'd say that. Why don't you go ahead and take a look at the video footage? I think that will change your mind." All of a sudden, a video loaded on the screen. It was Marcus from earlier that day. He didn't look well. He stared aimlessly at the wall with a blank expression across his face. He started to pace back and forth across the room. All of a sudden, he went out of the screen into another room and returned with a chair. He placed the chair underneath the fan. He left the screen for a few seconds and returned with some rope. He began tying the rope around the fan into a loop. My jaw dropped to the floor. I suddenly came into the video. I was wearing the same clothes I have on right now. Everything looked so real. How is this possible? I thought to myself. As Marcus stood up on the chair, I was right behind him. My hands were positioned behind Marcus to make it look like I was helping him onto the chair. As Marcus leaned into the noose, my hand guided him from behind. My stomach dropped. Anonymous 53 had deepfaked me into the video to make it look like I helped Marcus commit suicide. I felt like passing out. This was all too much for me to handle. A real voice sounded from my computer. "What are you going to do, Ben? You better act quick. The cops are already on their way. We already sent them the video." In the distance, I started to hear sirens. The sirens got louder and louder. I looked outside my window. To my horror, police cars lined the street. I knew what I had to do. There was no getting out of this. I stepped over Marcus's body and got on the chair. I took one deep breath and jumped into the rope. Everything went black. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcasts, please take a second and leave a rating. Also, don't forget to check out my animated horror stories on YouTube. Just search Dr. No Sleep in the search bar to find my channel.